correspondence has gone very well, but do you have any questions? So you've got and you made a very strong case for the president's initiative on China, and what about Vietnam? One first thing, and he thought he had covered Vietnam very strongly. He said, I want to see the wire and stuff and see what they move on.
They may not play it to Vietnam defense.
Felt very good on it. And
good.
So good. He says he has no problem at all on Bobby. Do you want him to move on it now, or what do you want him to do?
He said he doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
Good.
Henry, of course, it drives right up the wall. Henry is absolutely horrified at the thought and says he will turn the country communist by putting Bobby in there. And I said, Henry, how can one ambassador turn the country communist? He's worried about doing it before the election, which isn't until December, so you got to do it before that.
If we're going to do any good, if
we're going to do it, he's the first one you should go on. Yeah. You should do that right now.
Sure.
Now, talk to him about Hart.
Oh, good.
And he said that it was his feeling that Hart was not interested in Purdue, that from what he had gotten, but he would talk to John Whitaker about it. He said it would, in a way, it'd be difficult for him to raise it with Hart, and then he got to think about it, and he said, no, maybe not. But he said, Cliff did raise it with, talk with me about it at some point, and I could...
You put it in terms that he's just going to get under increasing attack.
Yeah. Yeah, but he saw the problem.
The hell of a problem. And Hart is small, it's just the fact.
Right. And he said that maybe the thing that he could do is go to Cliff and say that he remembered that, you know, he had expressed the same, that he'd be glad to talk to you on Cliff's behalf and see if what your feeling would be on it.
Good.
If Cliff wanted it to or something like that. Good coffee.
That's a great phrase.
Covered the press release thing with it, pointed out that it's been cleared over there. Boy, he backed off of that like 100 miles an hour.
Just so we know what it is, I didn't do it. We didn't do it.
I talked to him about the cleaning up of the UN staff question, Bush has already been moving on that. He's going to get a rundown on what he has done. And
there must be one symbolic one, that's all.
Hit him again on it. Well, the thing to do is maybe make one symbolic. And Bush is calling me on something else, and I'll raise it with him too, but I just wanted to be sure I build it and think that was fun.
Don't play the game. He knows what he wants to play.
That's right. Talk to Conley, and he's intrigued with the Moynihan Turkish dope plan. He says, God, that makes all kinds of sense to me. He said, what we've been arguing with is trying to get him to eliminate the acreage, but it makes a hell of a lot more sense to go and tell him we'll buy the crop. And I'd pursue that. He got very excited about it.
I think it's intriguing.
I checked on that e-commerce thing. They did not pass a motion to abolish the capitalist system. There was a motion in one of the task forces. It was debated that they never took a vote.
Good. At least they didn't go that far.
One clarification in the Rogers meeting yesterday on the question of China vis-a-vis England. It was my understanding that Rogers said that it's likely that they're going to move to recognize Peking. Is that right?
They already are.
All right, they're going to move to put...
To change their vote in the UN.
The important question. Okay.
See. And he said that he'd get them to delay that.
And in the process of that, they would have to agree with Peking's demand that they withdraw their consulate in Taipei.
Yes.
And this action would cause a whole series of similar actions by other countries.
And that he's going to try to get them to delay that.
The important question is that the
important question issue. Yeah. Is the admission of Israel an important question, and therefore requiring 2/3 to go back? That's what it is.
Yeah. I knew I had that.
These views about gold feeding are just not all that important.
Okay.
You think they are?
I should do it.
Yeah.
so bad that he will, that the result will be the country going communist.
No, that's all right, anyway. Now, this is a little long, this is a little time.
I've got a poll.
Okay.
Five hundred people. Yeah, 581 nationwide. Nationwide, the standard is the same sample, solid sample. On the early, we always ask the approved, disapproved, and that's 5133, which would put it about the same as it was right after the speech, 5232, what is that?
But it shows that the China thing didn't help us. In effect.
On this thing, no. Interesting. The approve or disapprove of Vietnam is now shifted back to 40-45.
Against.
As, so we got 48-40 right after the speech. I think it shows the effect of the demonstration, maybe, and other things.
I would think it would. It also should. Right. You've got a constant.
You can't
remember one thing and remember the other thing.
Now, the demonstration, 77% awareness, which is high. In general, the first question, in general, do you approve or disapprove of this demonstration? 32 approve, 42 disapprove, 26 no opinion. That's of everybody, whether or not they were aware of it. Of those who were aware of it, 37 approve, 45 disapprove. Which is clear that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court upheld a court order forbidding the veterans to camp on the mall overnight. Yes, 54, no, 42. But of those who were aware of the veterans thing at all, yes, 63, no, 35. In other words, two-thirds of those who knew about the veterans at all knew about the Chief Justice ruling. If the demonstrators refuse to obey the court order, do you feel they should be forced by the police to leave the area, or shouldn't they? 58, yes, 31, no. 2-1 should be forced to leave. They refuse to leave. Do you believe they should be arrested, or shouldn't they? 48 should be arrested, 40 should not.
Pretty close.
You know damn well, 48 that said they should be arrested are the same 48 that are, or most of the 48 that are with us on the war. And plus some, because only 40 approved of the war, 48 said those guys should be arrested.
Well, it does show that the...
That's an easy thing to say at this point. That's different than if they had been arrested, staged all that stuff that they would have gone through, and then asked them, if we'd asked them, and they'd seen that on TV, then we asked them, did you approve of the action on arresting? It would go down, in my view.
Well, actually,
way in.
They'd show pictures of them and so forth.
Then they'd say that was a terrible thing to do to our...
Give the demonstration pictures again.
Prove, disapprove? Of those who are aware, 37 approved, 45 disapproved.
Those who are aware of the demonstration.
And then 77 are aware.
And then the whole populace of us.
The whole populace was 32 approved, 42 disapproved.
It's not the same. Either makes no judgment.
Yeah.
So they must get across by the view here.
No.
It isn't they get across the lines. It does show that there's a whole lot of people against the war.
If it's only a third.
I know.
It's a third, whereas there...
It shows a lot.
We were right. This group,
it shows that we were the voter. It shows we were right. It's too close for us to move from all the things.
Too close. I think so. Now, don't think you'll find the same thing. We had a 42-32. Or 32-42 approved, disapproved on the demonstration, where when you ask about the approved student demonstrations, it's 65, whatever it was, 17. I think we can do it next week. We gotta watch how it builds up. Showed restraint this week with the veterans, attempted to work in an orderly way because they basically were working
on the approved, disapproved, because you can't that certain role, so there is this.
We were 55-34
after the speech.
Now we're now thinking it was 51-33, right?
Where some of these, we've some have gone undersized, basically.
Right.
Five. Not undersized, it's one, six actually.
No, undersized went up five, the approved went down four, and disapproved went down one.
Well, so we really figure more than that, if you want. For you know what I mean, it's just a number. Me, though, I get back to my point that said on several occasions, you know, that China is great in elections. Did Colson finally get out of Harris when he was running?
applications, but no RFP. He had done his whole, he's working on his figures, but I think Harris just, he said, what he's going to do with them.
Let me say, there are 51, 33, and 54, 34, and 52, 3. Maybe the same figure, too. You've got to figure that out, you think so?
Yes, yeah.
I think the one that is significant, so is approved, is approved in war, that is a very significant shift.
Is it? Yeah. And that isn't the same figure. That is a shift.
That's a shift. Muskies and all the rest. And maybe the reaction regarding what a shitty looking group of people that is in the country.
I believe that maybe it is.
Well, it is the reaction of the country, because, let me put it this way, a lot more people are, basically people react negatively to demonstration, whereas they act negative, whereas if they sorted out the way they deal in the war, they would react positively to demonstration. See my point? And in 45, 41 way, they aren't 30, 45, 30, you know, they're still a little messaging in there for us. Anything that we do that is positive in the war is going to have an help. In fact, it's a drag. The more I think about it, actually, we've been doing all this business of, we're getting enough personal stuff off across and everything. I don't think we have. I think there's a better job can be done as comics than we got. But when we really look at the whole thing, the pattern is very clear. The very fact of loss, it kicked us down about 10 points. Then after that, you have the coverage of loss. The fact that even the fact of it and the coverage of loss apparently didn't kick us down much more than that, but it stayed about there. Then the back weekend in Cali kicked us down another 10 points. And then, which we bounced right now, Cali's reaction. Our handling of the calendar and the broadcast pick us up 10 or 15 points, 10 or 14, whatever it is. We're just sitting right in there at about 51, 33. But in other words, we are 10 points below where we were before people got stirred up about the war at the time of Laos. Now, what does that mean? It simply means that war is on people's minds. It hurts us, get my point. Unless we are out fighting it day after day, which we did in time of Cambodia, we can't do that now. We can't just be out there.
If it erodes us, that's one thing. If it just keeps us at the 51, we're all right. If it erodes us a lot below that, then I think you have to start moving to take some other measures. What this shows is that when you do take other measures, it has an effect.
Like?
Even just the way I'm talking about it.
Some hell of a lot.
Now, press conference, for instance, could just the fact of you being on again could crank it back up.
I'm not sure. Broadcast only shifted about 3 points.
Yeah.
Let's face it, Bob. The press conference is going to have that kind of effect. It isn't going to be as positive, it's going to be on the defense.
But looking at the disapproval, which you've always said is the most significant issue.
Right.
You've got about a one-third disapproved that hangs in pretty tight. Even going back November, December, January, the disapproved was running pretty solidly, 31, 33,
33. January? What was it, January? 60 or 59 in January.
We were 60, but the disapproved was 31. A bedrock 3%. This is apparently going to disapprove pretty softly. At this point,
yeah. I might tell you, I thought you did a fine job on television last night. Yeah, and we're glad to get some of our side across here. Well, I think actually, I think we are right. We've avoided trying to avoid getting rough on these people because I don't want to have the situation where the bonus market is back straight.
30 something, isn't it?
Right.
The fact that basically they ought to present both sides.
Right.
Well, you hit it. That's the kind of thing. Just say that, look, let's have equal time. I know you have to. Well, let me say this. We're doing the right thing here, and we're going to come out all right. But we just have to sort of sail through these next couple of weeks, and then...
Discovered that what they thought was a still approved. Well, it's gone away. Who the hell knows about county today?
Slow build-up. Good. Good kind of slow build-up. Over the long haul. You think it changes?
I do. I don't think people are going to... It looks like peace, and because it screws up the Asian thing, and looks like it's... It relates to the subject A thing. Sure hasn't helped so far.
That's my point. I think it may help a little. I think it will. It may over a period of time.
You know, it's only going to help over a long period.
Yeah, the economy.
Nobody's going to jump up on an overnight basis and say,
"Everybody will feel better."
You've got to keep hammering at it to make them feel better.
That's right. What Conley is saying, and others must constantly say, things are great, things are good, things are better. Makes you feel like right, you know?
And when that's all, the only value of that, the people saying that won't change the polls on the economy, right? All that will do is affect the consumer attitude on whether they do the things that are necessary to make the economy go up.
And as it goes up, they'll feel better.
If it goes up, they will feel better.
I wonder this, is there anything that can be done? Are we doing as much as we can to get them easier to, frankly, give some more balance to the coverage for this demonstration today? I mean, I know it's all been hit, but are they being hammered harder on that? I don't know. All week long, I watched Raymond 1 minute. That was our pitch, right?
Yeah.
On the news.
That's the case. The reports that they've given 400 or 500 people is just astonishing. It's not astonishing at all. It's exactly what you thought they would do, what you would have thought they would do.
It's sure hard to explain, but could you maybe have the Colson operation take that on and so sort of zero in on that particular thing? How about the hell all week long you've had this? And, for example, Saxby, on the morning show, Christ sake, Saxby's a husky thing, no, it's not. In a strange way, this little thing sort of
been a hell of a
lot. But he came to his conclusion now. He thinks Humphrey is the man to run against rather than Husky is.
Well, he's...
Or, wait, you know, I'm just curious what he thinks rather than
Husky. Saying that the Musky
slip
is working. That it's to our advantage to have Humphrey game.
He is it.
Yes. And
three guys pretty close.
You know, that always hard, like Teddy laid out of that television thing last night. It was a damn smart thing to do.
He's not a candidate.
He's not a candidate, and he knew it was gonna be a jackass thing. Instead of getting the rating on it was 5.5 million. Was he on
just compared with our we got a
10 million.
We did better than that
on the Howard Smith thing. Of course, on your, the thing they were getting equal time to was the three network thing. And there you got 60 minutes.
I know. But compared to, they were on in prime time, this show, you know, against the president in prime time, on an ABC network.
That's right.
And we were up against the tougher competition.
That's right.
We still got 10 million.
That's right.
And they got 5.5 million.
That's right.
That means something, doesn't it?
Yes.
I think
we were against tougher competition. They were up against the starter of the movie. We were up against the second hour.
Then I think it's two.
Also, we were on for an hour, and that rating is our average rating over the hour. They were only on a half hour. Some deterioration.
We were going on in a press conference, actually, prior to one speech. I am utterly convinced that we just got a phrase of truth in the press conference. I ought to do something in the office on occasion. What we have to do, what we have to do, is to just say our positive things, you know, and ignore all the other things. I have that feeling, but I haven't quite figured the subject, but you've always felt that, I mean, putting press conferences on is a good thing.
I still think it is.
And, even though even by what he's seen in the act, it's good that we're able to see it again now.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Yeah. In the tone of your answer, you can be very much upbeat, positive, and all that. You can get that even in a question. kind of thing, you were at the editor's. It's a good time for a press conference. I think they're going to, the press, you've got a lot of plus things in the economy, in China, and, you know, the stuff like that. They know. They'll play the demonstration, but you got to say something about the demonstration somewhere. And
probably
set out a play
on the Supreme Court decision.
School.
That one is one where it's not been as bad as we thought. Because I think it sort of appeared that we were behind anyway.
Terry Price is, you know, he wrote analyzing that. It's been interesting.
What's he concerned?
Well, it comes out that it really fits exactly. It is nearly as bad on us as it looks like it is.
The decision is much more narrow.
The decision is a very, from his viewpoint, it ends up being a damn good decision considering what we could have gotten. It clearly says to the jury.
And it doesn't require racial balance. It
doesn't
provide exceptions for little children.
And it doesn't provide review. It says once they've established the thing, that does it. You don't have to keep going back and making sure they're maintaining it.
Also shows that China